Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
The Volume.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and now it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. The Boston Celtics are currently the favorite at plus 160, but the team that's third in my championship rankings, the Dallas Mavericks, you can get them on DraftKings right now at plus 1600 to win the title. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code HOOPS. That's H-O-O-P-S. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HOOPS, H-O-O-P-S, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario, bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. All right, welcome to Hoops Tonight here at The Volume. Happy Sunday, everybody. Hope all of you guys are having an incredible weekend. We have a jam-packed show for you today. We're going to hit the two morning games from today. A couple of game fours. One went to 3-1. One went to 2-2. We're going to cover Knicks Sixers as well as Clippers Mavs. You guys know the drill. Before we get started, subscribe to our brand new YouTube channel so you don't miss any more of our videos. Follow me on Twitter at @_JasonLT so you guys don't miss show announcements. Don't forget about our podcast feed wherever you get your podcasts under Hoops Tonight. And then keep dropping mailbag questions in the YouTube comments so we can hit a couple more mailbags before the end of the season. And then last but not least, before we get started, now is a great time to get out and see one of these NBA playoff games in person. I know that the NBA is a great television product, but there's nothing like seeing real, urgent basketball with the type of stakes that we have right now in person, especially with how much talent we have around the league. A lot of superstar players playing at the top of their game. I was actually talking through the conference out west, and like, there are just so many players that we view as top 10 that you might even have to squeeze some guys out of that list. But never been a better time to get out and see the NBA in person. And this is where Game Time comes in, an incredible ticketing app. They have all-in pricing, so you can see your total up front. You don't have to worry about going to check out and then being surprised by fees. It's also not a convoluted process. You can buy tickets in seconds with two taps. You also can get a good, clean view of your seat before you check out, so you don't have to worry about showing up to the arena and being surprised by the quality of what you paid for. They also have flash deals and sponsored deals on tickets for football, baseball, basketball, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. Plus, with zone deals, you can actually pick the section. Game Time will pick seats for you within that section, and you'll get big time savings. So take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code HOOPS for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code HOOPS. That's HOOPS for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute deals, last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. All right, let's talk some basketball. So for the second time in the first round out of the eight series so far, I'm prepared to admit that I was wrong about a series. I picked the Sixers to beat the New York Knicks based on the idea that, especially over the course of the series, the Sixers would just have higher level shot creation. Not rub on Jalen Brunson. I think Jalen Brunson has proven that he's encroaching on that superstar tier. I think the guy he kind of kicked off this year is Damian Lillard. He basically took his spot as the second best guard, a small guard in the league behind Steph Curry, right? So it's not a matter of whether or not I respect Jalen Brunson. It's the fact that Joel Embiid, in theory, is a better basketball player than Jalen Brunson, although I believe Jalen has outplayed him, especially over the course of the last couple of games. And then Tyrese Maxey, just a legitimate secondary star, a legitimate secondary shot creator. And we saw that dynamic a lot over the course of the first three games of the series. As a matter of fact, the Sixers completely dominated the half-court battle. They dominated it 107-91 in terms of points per 100 plays, right? So a 16 point per 100 play gap in the half court between the two teams over the course of the first three games of the series. But the reason why I am officially off of the Sixers as a pick, and I believe the Knicks are going to close this series out most likely in five, is that over the course of the series, the Knicks have actually started to gain ground in that department. I talk a lot about this on the show, but there's like a perimeter battle that takes place in a playoff series, because it's not like the regular season where a singular offensive initiator will run into a different defender or defensive scheme every single night, right? You see the same top-tier perimeter defenders on the opponent every single night, right? You see similar schemes. If anything, the scheme gets tighter on you as the series progresses, right? And so take Jalen Brunson, for instance. Like, one of two things is going to happen. Either Jalen is going to solve the defensive scheme, or the defensive scheme is going to solve Jalen. It's a push and pull over the course of the series. And specifically, the Knicks, in a big way, won that battle today. They actually won the half-court battle for the first time in the series. They had a 0.93 points per half-court play in this game, and the Sixers had just a 0.85. So flipped the script, and this time they have an 8-point advantage per 100 half-court plays. And to kind of zoom in on some specifics, Brunson has looked more and more comfortable as the series has progressed. We talked about this in a film session that I did a couple days ago, but in game three, Jalen Brunson had his kind of breakout game of the series. And they did a couple of specific things. He started rejecting screens more. That kind of got him away from Joel Embiid. He did a good job of setting up his man in ice situations, which is a side ball screen coverage where they were flipping the angle on the screen, which is helping him get more separation. And then they were setting screens further out towards almost like the logo to help him have more of a runway before he has to deal with Embiid. I did a big film session on that the other day, so you can find that a little bit further back in our feed. But that kind of continued in this game. There's a little more switching and a little more ISO in this game, but Jalen has gotten more and more comfortable as the series has progressed. Meanwhile, on the other end of the floor, the Knicks have kind of figured out how to guard the Philly actions. They shut down the Maxey Embiid pick and roll in this game. As a matter of fact, in terms of actual ball screens where Maxey had a live dribble and Embiid came up and set a ball screen on him, they didn't score on it a single time in this game, at least unless I made a mistake in my film session. They didn't score on it a single time in this game, and they actually abandoned it at the end of the game. They didn't run any Maxey Embiid two-man game over the course of the final minutes. They switched to guard-guard screens with Kyle Lowry. The simple solution there is they put Deuce McBride on Tyrese Maxey, and they put OG Anunoby on Joel Embiid. Precious Achiuwa spent some time on Embiid as well, but for the most part, it was OG on him down the stretch. And as a result, OG had the athleticism to cut off those driving lanes coming further out. And some of it, too, was they kind of baited Maxey with back pressure and kind of bracketing him into taking tough shots and missing some of the kickback passes to Embiid. But they shut that action down, and Philly went away from it. The Maxey Lowry ghost screens, They just did their job. So they're bringing Lowry up in because Brunson's guarding Lowry. They were hedging and recovering, but Brunson has a really hard job there. On that hedge, he has to linger long enough to actually shut off the dribble penetration from Maxey, and he was doing that. But when they stopped Maxey, they were walling him up and making the kickback pass to Lowry difficult, which was buying time for that windshield wiper rotation, and they were cleanly rotating out of it. And then the few times they went to Embiid in the post down the stretch, they just doubled Embiid with clean windshield wiper rotations. Again, windshield wiper rotations, I just use that metaphor because I just think of a windshield wiper, like as one guy's rotating, the other guy's rotating with him to prevent that easy kick that's one pass away, right? And now there's some things Philly can work on there. Like for instance, they frequently on some of these Embiid post-ups had like Kelly Oubre and Tobias Harris both in the dunker spot, which you're just making yourself easy to guard there. And Nick Nurse, man, he's going to watch the film after this game and he's going to see a couple of major issues that he's going to have to address going into game five. But they didn't score on the Embiid double teams because they were able to easy rotate out of it. And so to make a long story short, the Knicks are getting stronger in the half-court battle. That wasn't just in the numbers. Obviously, they won the half-court battle by 8 points per 100 half-court plays today, but schematically, the hedge and recover is working. The OG and Deuce McBride in the two-man game is working with Maxey and Embiid, and then the double-teaming of Embiid in the post is working because they're so sharp in their rotations. So the Sixers can't score in the half-court now. And meanwhile, the Knicks are scoring a lot more easy in the half court than they were at the beginning of the series because they're starting to figure out how to get Jalen Brunson loose. And that's going to be an issue going into game five, because here's the problem. They're also getting dominated on the margins. They gave up 15 offensive rebounds today. The Knicks won the second chance points battle 21-8. 11 of their 20 fourth quarter points in this game were second chance points. They kept leaving Kyle Lowry on either OG Anunoby or Precious Achiuwa, and he just couldn't keep them off the glass. I'll show you some examples on the film. And so to make a long story short, like I think this series is over because the biggest advantage for Philly was they needed to win the half-court battle and hold up better on the glass. They're not holding up on the glass, and they're losing the half-court battle, and we're headed back to New York in a closeout game, and that arena is going to be on fire. And so I think the Knicks are going to win. Wouldn't be surprised if it got a little ugly in game five. Now, Philly's chance, couple things. Got to go bigger to hold up on the glass. Kyle Lowry's not giving you enough offensively anyway. I would just put Nick Batum out there and I'd go with three forwards. At the very least, you have a better chance of holding up on the glass. Also, I would lean more into the Tyrese Maxey, Joel Embiid two-man game. When he's popping, he is still open. When Deuce is chasing him and OG's hurting him in those pick and rolls, right? So like Maxey can make some better passing reads there. And I think that's just a better option for them in terms of getting quality shots. They have to have better spacing principles. Like I'll show you some examples on the film here in a second, but Tobias Harris and OG and Kelly Oubre are just ending up in spots on the floor where they can't help. And that's going to be an issue they got to address going into game five. And then lastly, Joel Embiid just has to be better. The offense wasn't really his fault when I went back to look on the film. Again, the spacing principles are bad. Maxey was missing him in some of the two-man game situations. I don't necessarily blame Embiid for what happened down the stretch offensively. But defensively, he was pretty bad down the stretch of this game. And like, I get it. People are going to be talking about, this is going to be a conversation surrounding Luka Doncic too, like whether or not he's hurt. You know, it's like, oh, Luka's knee is hurt, right? Joel Embiid's knee is hurt. And there's no doubt that he's hurt. But this is a war of attrition. People are hurt all around the league. Zion Williamson, out of the lineup. Jamal Murray, calf strain, questionable for game five tomorrow. Jared Vanderbilt, out of the lineup entirely. Gabe Vincent, just barely came back from injury. He's out of rhythm. Karl Anthony Towns, just barely back from injury. He's out of rhythm. Kawhi Leonard, didn't play today. Dame and Giannis, both out this afternoon for the Pacers game in game four. Donovan Mitchell looks banged up. Everyone is hurt. So if you're looking for that to be like something you can hang your hat on as an excuse, that's just not the case. The Knicks are literally playing without their second best player, Julius Randle, in this series. And so again, like Joel Embiid just has to find a way to be better in these situations. He can't get outplayed to this extent the way he has by Jalen Brunson. So Philly has a chance. They have adjustments they can make. I just don't think they're going to be able to hit those notes properly in game five. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider's look at the NBA and the culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoops takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. All right, let's move on to Clippers Mavs. So the Clippers go out to a huge lead early, right? They go up by 31. Then the Mavs come all the way back. They get a big-time game from Kyrie Irving. He has 40 in this game. Hit just a completely ridiculous hanging layup versus a triple team at the rim that gave the Mavs the lead there late in the game. But then Paul George just hits this ridiculous, impossible step-back three towards his right in the right corner over Derrick Jones Jr. You know, I talked about this after last game. Paul George hunts those shots too frequently, and that is not good because I think it's part of what leads him to have some more volatile shooting results, because like sometimes he hunts tough shots and he starts making them and then he just becomes impossible to guard, kind of like today, right? Then he'll have days where he chases those shots from the opening tip, misses three or four of them in a row, and then he goes 3 for 11 with, you know, like 7 points or something like that. And so that's the kind of thing that can be a little volatile with Paul George. But there's no doubt that he has the ability to make those shots. And boy, did he make a big one. I was literally thinking, like, considering Kyrie's layup that gave the Mavs the lead, that's one of the biggest shots in Paul George's career. Flip the dynamic of the game, put the Clippers in front. When you factor in the amount of pressure that's on the Clippers, when you factor in the fact that if he doesn't make that shot and the Mavs go down and score, chances are you're going down 3-1 in the series. Just a massive shot from Paul George. And then down the stretch of the game, it was James Harden attacking Luka Doncic in switches and cleanly beating him off the dribble and then hitting floaters and scoop shots before he gets to the rim because of some backline issues the Mavs were having. Both Maxi Kleber and PJ Washington, because they're concerned about Zubac on the offensive glass, were not stepping out to contest the floater, and James was making the floaters. And like, because Terrence Mann was on the floor and he was typically in the weak side corner, and I'll show you guys some examples in film, you almost need PJ or Maxi to step up to contest the floater and have the other one of those guys just dive down and try to box Zubac out underneath the basket and give yourself a better chance to at least make James pass. And again, I know Terrence Mann can shoot. He was 3 for 6 from three in this game. But a floater for James Harden, especially when he's in rhythm, is a much higher percentage shot on a points per possession basis than a catch and shoot three for Terrence Mann. And so I thought that was something that Dallas can clean up going into game five. Like, when James Harden is attacking, they just need to do a better job of taking away those floaters. And so he scored on I think he scored three or four straight times down the stretch of the game. And then they got a couple of key stops. Terrence Mann finally got a stop on Kyrie Irving, a nice rim contest from Zubac as well, that kind of forced him to miss a right-handed scoop shot. And then PJ Washington missed a corner three, you know, one of the shots that the Clippers have been trying to get him to take. And then the game was over. And so big time clutch win from the Clippers. I'm going to show you guys some film here in a second that kind of breaks down how I think the Mavs can guard better when they get to game five, or to guard that James Harden action better. The ugly stretches for the Mavs. This is the second time in the series where they've come out at the beginning of the game and just gotten completely blitzed. And again, like, championship teams, they typically don't have those types of long lapses because you're eventually going to run into a really good team that can just cause a major problem for you in those sorts of situations. I mean, hell, the Clippers have caused major problems for Dallas and they haven't been able to recover. They didn't recover at all in game one. They recovered in game four, but not to the extent that they were able to win the game. And so that to me is a concern. Luka's got to be better at the dirty work. Like this has been the swing of the series, right? The Clippers attacked him like crazy in game one. He got cooked. It was a problem. The Clippers attacked him like crazy in game two. He defended extremely well, and they got the stops, and it ended up swinging the series back towards Dallas. Game four, they go to attack him again, and he's not doing his job. He also missed a key box out at the end of the game on James Harden. The Luka dirty work stuff is swinging the series back and forth. Now, again, I know I said this about the Sixers series. I know Mavs fans are going to be telling you Luka Doncic is hurt. His knee is hurt. That's why he's not doing as good in these situations. And I'm going to say exactly what I said after the Knicks-Sixers game. Everyone is hurt. Zion is out. Jamal Murray is calf strain, questionable for game five. Jared Vanderbilt's out. Gabe Vincent, just back from injury, looks like kind of out of rhythm. Karl Towns, just back from injury, looks a little bit out of rhythm. Kawhi Leonard didn't play today. Dame and Giannis are both hurt. Donovan Mitchell looks like he's banged up. Everyone's hurt. The playoffs are a war of attrition. And so you're not going to get anything for Luka being a little banged up. He has to find a way to play through it. And he has to find a way to be better in some of those dirty work areas of the game. And credit to Clippers. They're defending him really well. Terrence Mann and Russell Westbrook are doing an amazing job on him. And then on the defensive end, you just have to find a way to protect him. Again, like I get it. He can slide his feet and defend. He showed it in game two. But in the aggregate, he's been getting cooked. And so a couple things. Pre-switching, I'll show you guys an example on film where the Mavs did this to avoid Luka and a switch. That's one thing they can do. And then two, hedging. Put him on a non-movement shooter, someone like Terrence Mann, and just have him hedge and recover. It's an easy way to prevent a switch, which we really haven't seen that yet in this series. So again, protect him on the defensive end of the floor. And then I know he's hurt, and I know that's causing some issues for him on the offensive end. It was another rough offensive game from Luka Doncic today, but he just has to find a way to play through that and get going. I'm still sticking with my Mavs in six pick. I think they're going to go home or go to Los Angeles and win game five and close them out in six. But as I said, after game three, the half court battle after game three was dead even. The Clippers and the Mavs were dead even in points per 100 plays in the half court. The main difference in the series through three games was turnovers. The Clippers were just having way too many turnovers, and the Mavs were getting out in transition and getting easy shots on them. The Clippers won the turnover battle today, and they won the game. And so that's a huge factor moving forward in this series. Paul George, obviously, big bounce back game after a rough one in game three. Hit, I thought, the biggest shot of the game, too, that step back corner three over Derrick Jones Jr. And then James Harden. James Harden's been really good in this series. And again, this is a guy who has a reputation of being a playoff underperformer, and he's been the most consistently good Clipper in this series, and he took over the game down the stretch after Paul George gave him that initial cushion. So shout out to James Harden. He's been unbelievable. They are tied in this series because of him, and if it wasn't for him, they would be in a substantially worse position. All right, so you guys get the point. Like, there's some area for improvement there. But again, like, no matter what, you got to stop leaving Luka on an island there. The pre-switching and the hedging, I think, is a good way to get out of that. And then again, down the stretch of this series, you got to keep the ball out of James Harden and Paul George's hands as much as possible. But I'm sticking with my prediction for now. I'm going to go Mavs in six. All right, guys, that's all I have for today. As always, I sincerely appreciate you guys for supporting the show. We're back with the Nerds tomorrow morning, Logan and Carson. We're going to break down all the first round series. I will see you guys then.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings variant are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.